Well, folks, I described it a couple of minutes ago. Just another black eye for New York as far as what happened with Harvey Weinstein. And, you know, listen, this is what happens when you have these types of judges like a Rowan Wilson in play here, making decisions and everything else, highest court in the state. This is what happens. And you know what? Life goes on, I guess. State Senator Anthony Palumbo, he and I spoke way back about this move. They had a judge in place, nixed at the 11th hour, to be only with Rowan Wilson to take that chair, Senator. And my goodness, yesterday just makes New York look like a horse's patoot once again. Just an awful display. Welcome aboard.
Well, thanks, Jay. Good morning, and thanks for having me again. And when you recall our discussions back in the day about the nomination, the historic nomination of Justice LaSalle, a Long Island guy from Brentwood, first Latino to ever be nominated by a governor for the chief judge position on the Court of Appeals. And he's a Democrat. He's an ordinary Democrat. And there was some real hanky-panky going on. And a similar situation actually occurred in this decision on Harvey Weinstein. And I'll give you the quick recap.
Yeah.
Was the Democrats added, you know, they have in their supermajority, they added at the beginning of the year three members who were openly against Hector LaSalle to the Judiciary Committee. And what that did is that actually made the numbers uneven to the extent that it was 42 to 31 in the Senate, Democrats to Republicans. So it's exactly 2-1. They should have added three members that were two Democrats, one Republican. Instead, they added three Democrats unevenly, which is what our Senate rules say. So contrary to our rules, they changed the complexion and the number of members on the Judiciary Committee, setting it up for a failure where they then unconstitutionally 10-9 refused to send that nomination to the floor. Now, without getting too far in the weeds, I had to sue. You may recall, because of my lawsuit, the court directed them to force a vote on Hector LaSalle. For the first time in history, they defeated him, and they said, we want a more progressive bench. Hector LaSalle will not take this New York to where we want. He doesn't represent New York values. End I quote. And then they resoundingly supported Rowan Wilson, a liberal from California, who is actually almost revolutionary radical, very, very progressive. This is who they wanted for chief judge, and that's who they got. Now, after this decision, they're pretending that they're surprised by it and that they protect victims. But during that nominating process, and this is the most important part, that's why I'm so glad you called me on, you asked me to be on today, because this is what New Yorkers need to understand. During that nominating process, I specifically said this as the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee. I asked Judge Wilson to his face on live TV about decisions he made in rape cases, callous, outrageously offensive, anti-victim statements, where he was talking about a Beatles song on a child rape case and how when the defendant said, I get what I want when I want it, he's like, oh, that's also part of an operetta, Act Two, and it's also, you know, something in a Beatles song. The defendant was talking about raping children when he made that comment to police, and he put that in a decision, thinking it was kind of a cool, fun thing to talk about. He also had a letter. We had 21 survivors of sexual assault cases sent a letter to the governor and the legislature saying Rowan Wilson does not represent the values to the contrary of what the Democrats are saying. This is unacceptable. He is way too callous, and he is not he's not representing, and the quote was that his prior opinions send a message that the rights of rape survivors are not priorities for the court. Specifically said prior to his nomination, He was nominated gleefully by the Democrats. They said, this is what we're looking for in a judge. And he did exactly what they wanted. He vacated a rape conviction against Harvey Weinstein on really what I believe are improper means. And it's a very technical area of the law for, about prior bad acts, but he's wrong. And then this is the last wrinkle. I know this is kind of in the weeds, but people need to understand the nuance of this, that Judge Wilson has really, there are seven judges on the Court of Appeals. Two judges recused themselves. Caitlin Halligan, who doesn't seem to ever make a decision now, she was newly confirmed recently. She was a very prominent appellate judge. Whenever there's a hard decision that comes up, she recuses herself and says, I can't do it. Judge Shirley Troutman, another judge, recused herself so that it was really, instead of seven, we had five judges. Completely bucking tradition, the new chief judge, Rowan Wilson, the progressive I've been talking about, took two judges from around the state and replaced them, which has only been done prior to him being chief judge five times in New York state history. When judges recuse themselves, they usually just have the remaining sitting judges render the decision. But no, he found two judges who would agree with him, and it was a 4-3 decision, but of the sitting judges, only five of them were allowed to vote. He stacked, just like they stacked the Judiciary Committee, he stacked the court in his favor so he'd get people to agree with him, and they just threw out the conviction, as well as the 23-year sentence. And it's completely contrary to what I believe New Yorkers truly stand for, not what the progressives think. And it's a disturbing trend, which was actually mentioned in the dissent by Judge Singus, who is the former prosecutor, who's the former DA of Nassau County, that this is a disturbing trend, that they're just essentially dismissing and throwing out rape cases with absolutely no regard for victims.
Talking with New York State Senator Anthony Palumbo, you know, just another mark against her with this governor, who will go down as one of the worst when it's all said and done. She's going to only be a one-term governor, Senator. There's no question. She can't carry on the business of the state the way she's going about it. She just can't. Every move is basically a terrible move. Yeah, even the awkwardness of her trying to usurp her way into a funeral home to pay respects for a murdered police officer, that was awkward. Especially when she hasn't done anything about keeping people safe. And you're right. You know, when there's another stench of a story of this nature, it's either the governor, it's Carl Hasty, Andrew Stewart Cousins, or in this particular case, the guy who leads the Judiciary Committee, I believe it's Brad Hoyland. I mean, this is another example, folks, of the progressive nature of it all, and the stench, as I put it, that has permeated every level of government here. And it has permeated it in Albany. It has reared its ugly head one more time. Nobody gives a damn about Weinstein's victims at all. Nobody. Nobody thinks about it. It's all about the movement. It's all about the base, trying to please it. No matter who gets in their way, doesn't matter. That's how they're going to go about their business. And that's why New York has gone into the toilet cesspool and even beyond the abyss of that nature. That's what we have seen here. There's no two ways about it.
And you know what's really what's most disheartening about it is that Brad Holman Siegel, you're exactly right, he's the chair of the Judiciary Committee. He manipulated the system in order to get the pick that he wanted after he tried to hold the committee from even advancing the LaSalle nomination to the floor. But what these people don't understand, I'm a former prosecutor. My dad's a homicide detective. I handled sex cases, rapes. And the courage it takes for a woman to look that predator in the eye. Think about this. This man was, Harvey Weinstein was abusing his power in the most disgusting and vile way. He was taking these aspiring actresses and bribing them with sexual favors to get roles in movies. The man is a billionaire, and he would exploit these poor women. And the man's had in that field, he was one of the most powerful people in the world when it came to Hollywood. And he exploited these victims, movie stars that we all know, for sex in order to get roles in movies and make money and continue to do it for years and years and years and years. And then when it finally came to light what he was doing, they had the courage to sit in a public courtroom, look him in the eye, and confront him. And they go to verdict. He gets convicted. You know what happens now? They get to do it again if you want Harvey Weinstein to stay in jail. Thankfully, he was convicted in California, so he's not getting out of jail yet. But the way this is going to just diminish and degrade survivors of sexual assault's willingness to confront a predator like Harvey Weinstein, that's the issue. And this is another side note, and I know my first answer was a long answer about all of the goings-on with respect to Rowan Wilson. We were supposed to confirm him the following week after LaSalle's vote. We had already discussed it. The Judiciary Committee was going to come up next week. And then, now, the National Organization for Women was protesting and was publicly against Rowan Wilson, saying and citing those same things I just mentioned to you, that he does not take rape cases seriously. He's an activist ideologue, and he really is not concerned about New Yorkers. He's concerned about the progressive movement, to the dismay of victims. Now was organizing and coming up to Albany to raise hell. So what happened the following day? We find out, oh, the Judiciary Committee is going to take place this afternoon, and we're going to confirm Rowan Wilson tomorrow. So again, they knew darn well exactly what Rowan Wilson was about, and they jammed him down the throats of the Democrats. They unanimously voted for Rowan Wilson. My conference unanimously voted against him, knowing what he was about. And then after this happens, they're issuing press releases talking about how they protect women. It enrages me. It's just nauseating that they don't have the stomach to live by their decision. Now they're pretending in an election year that they support women. It's complete nonsense, Jay. It's BS. It's a lie. So they're just political hacks, and I'm disgusted by it because now all of a sudden they're trying to backtrack when this is the New York they manipulated the process for, and this is the New York that they voted for, period. So shame on them. This decision rests at their feet, period.
Yeah. Listen. Hochul keeps doing this. You go back to the days, Andrew Cuomo, you know, for all of the marks against him, Senator, it was never as bad. It was never as bad as what I'm seeing here. Never. Really wasn't. I mean, one move after the other, after the other, after the other with this woman. This woman is beyond reproach. It really is. And she's got to go. I think she will. You got to make changes come November. I think that will happen. And listen, if we don't make changes, and you know, you go back to the days when LaSalle was ousted for Wilson, and he even made a staffer choice. You and I discussed that back in the day. I mean, that's how bad it is. That's how bad it is. You know, you talk about a quid pro quo, okay? Back in the day. Let's not forget that. I remember specifically, like it was yesterday, the moves that were made after Wilson was slotted in here. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And listen, I've had enough. I honestly have had enough. I can't wait to get Chuck Levine on the show in May. Now, you can't defend this. You really can't defend this. And folks, you got to have a memory here. You know, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. It's just not right. What happened yesterday? I mean, to me, that puts a stamp on things. It really does. It's a filthy, dirty game of politics that is an ongoing game. Never ends, Senator. Never ends. Yeah.
Well, exactly. It's the so Rowan Wilson, after his nomination, his chief counsel that he hired was the director of policy for the Senate Democrats. So clearly there was a quid pro quo. Clearly there was a conversation that he said to them, you guys get me up there as the chief judge, who has tremendous influence not only over other votes, but essentially he had three votes on the Weinstein decision because he got to pick from around the state other sitting judges as replacements. Again, that was he did that also on the redistricting case, where Caitlin Halligan once again recused herself. A court of appeals judge again said, "Oh no, I know the lawyers, so I'm unable to be fair and impartial," which is silly. But she didn't want to make a hard decision again, so she said, "Oh, I can't decide. Can you believe it?" After the briefs were filed, by the way, not even early, because that lawyer was on the case months before. "Oh no, I can't." What did he do? He found Judge Renwick, who already voted against the maps that were drawn for Congress. And guess what? Once again, 4-3 with the new judge on the bench, who already voted with Judge Wilson, they voted to strike down the congressional maps and allow the legislature to once again gerrymander and redraw the congressional map. The exact same thing happened here. So it's just so corrupt. And the fact that we have the judge's bench, the Court of Appeals particularly, our highest court, because that's now the law in New York. When the highest court renders a decision, all the other courts below are constrained to follow that law. So basically, you cannot bring in proof as a prosecutor of any prior bad act. That's what yesterday's decision said. You can't do that because they threw it out because other rape victims were using to establish identification and that it was not consensual because Harvey Weinstein said, "Yeah, I had sex with them." It was all consensual. There were young aspiring actresses who really thought I was, you know, some fancy, handsome kind of guy, and he's just an awful human being and disgusting. But that is counteracted by putting on other witnesses who say, "Oh no, he did the exact same thing with me in the same sort of common scheme and the same MO." That can't happen now, ever again, in New York, because that will render the conviction bad and defective, and you'll have to retry it, and the case will get dismissed, which is what happened. So he basically made a profound leap in our law for against a body of law that has existed for many, many years and is really quite well settled. He just leapfrogged it all, hired two hired guns in, two other judges that would agree with him, and threw it out. So there is no rule of law at this point. You have someone who's legislating from the bench, and because he's the chief judge, he has not only the influence over votes where he can twist arms a little bit, he can replace judges with judges that'll give him the answer he wants. That's what's going on in the state of New York, and that's thank you to the Senate Democrats because they manipulated the system to get him. Really sad.
Sad day. Another black eye, as I've said. You know, the even years elections, redrawing the maps, this. I'll tell you this point. And a final thought from me, Senator, you know, regarding the budget, $237 billion. Now, I would have held out myself because of all that occurred last month in Queens regarding Officer Diller being murdered. I would have demanded in the budget some sort of repair to the laws out there, at least having a judge make a decision the right way by allowing the word dangerousness in his or her mindset. I wasn't thrilled about it. I get it. You're 19 days as far as trying to get this thing. The schools left and right are making cuts. You know, you have to save education. But I got to tell you, deep down, once again, they had their way. They had their way, Carl Hastie and Company. Give me a sense as far as how everything with the vote and everything else. I was a little surprised. There were a couple little things in there, retail theft. I get it. I wanted a little bit more before I, you know, signed off on it. If it was me, I would have wanted a little bit more. What about you?
Well, without question, they moved the ball in a slight direction at the governor's insistence and to the reluctance, again, of the legislature. There was a little bit on retail theft, but nothing regarding dangerousness and allowing judges more discretion. And more importantly, we take one step forward and two steps back with this decision from the Court of Appeals. So they have it coming and going now, the progressives. They have every angle of life when it comes to the legislature and the law in the state of New York. They have now completely opened the doors to the jails with bail reform. They have reduced penalties. They have less is more. The more you serve 30 days in jail, even after you've worked out a plea bargain where all the aggravating and mitigating factors have been addressed, you do 30 days in prison, you get 30 days off your sentence on the long end. So it shrinks exponentially. They've got all these halt where you can't put people in solitary confinement, even if they're sexually assaulting guards, you know, members of corrections officers. Can't do it. All of this is, they've got it from every angle, and they've now packed the court with a bunch of progressives who are anti-victim, pro-criminal. So this is the climate that is makes us all so unsafe and is the reason why we have lost a million residents in the past several years, and we're continuing to lose more because people don't want to be here. Government's job is to keep people safe, and it's not, they're not doing it because of their ideology, because they're all uber revolutionary radical progressives. That's Rowan Wilson. And I know it sounds dramatic to say that, but look what just happened. Harvey Weinstein, one of the most disgusting, you know, manipulative rapists. He doesn't drag someone into the woods at knife point and rape them. He does it so cunningly that these are not easy cases to try and to prove, because it's not as if he's, you know, injuring them physically and assaulting them and choking them. He's using his power and abusing it for sexual favors. So this is really, really one of the most egregious situations in criminal history, in the criminal realm, I should say. And he gets to walk because a progressive judge thinks that defendants don't have enough rights in New York State. It's just, it's really disheartening. So we did take a small step forward, but we just took really five steps backwards with Judge Wilson showing his true colors. And honestly, if it weren't a high-profile case, this would have slipped right under the radar. No one, the media wouldn't have covered it, and people would have shrugged their shoulders. So this highlights it because it's the Harvey Weinstein case. But if it's some random case, you know, out of, you know, a corner of New York State, nobody would have even known this was going on. So, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we need balance up there.
And as soon as the story broke, Senator, immediately, 5 seconds, didn't even have to think twice, Rowan Wilson. That's the name I thought about. Rowan Wilson. Good old Rowan Wilson. Unbelievable. And Brad Hoylman, once again, at the controls. Just absolutely disgraceful. And even to the point where these college campuses now in our great state are just being overridden with more political nonsense with George Soros-funded type groups creating all this havoc and everything else. It's just it's a rotten game of destruction of our beautiful state. So many people fleeing, as you said, over a million and a half over 10 years, I think the number is. A family member, I was noted last night on my end, leaving for Port St. Lucie. Can't take it anymore. Devout Long Islanders who I've known that have thrown their hands up and saying, you know, I can't do it anymore. Can't do it. Hands up. You know, that's the way it is. It's terrible. I know you're keeping up the fight. I know it's a tough job you have, but you're all we got up there, you know, so we appreciate all your hard work here, all your hard work.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me and hanging there. The fight isn't over.
No, I know. Hey, listen, we can't give up. We never give up. We got to keep fighting. You know, we got to keep fighting for the common sense of it all. I mean, really, that's what it's about, restoring common sense. We don't have any. On many a front here. And that's why I say, Senator, the one-party rule is deadly. Proving it again yesterday, I'll tell you that much.
You're not kidding.
Great weekend, sir. Appreciate it. And I look forward to the next time.
To you as well. Thanks again, Jay. Have a nice weekend.